Hello, welcome to News Fox.
I want to be in America. I want to be in America.
I say lies to it. We're starting such. I've got to go and have a haircut.
I should switch the fan off.
Yeah, I've switched the radio off. It's Wednesday, the 13th of September. What is the news?
The news is David Hasselhoff. Right. Someone's tried to get off with him.
No.
Yeah.
An actual person.
Princess Diana, 10, 15 years ago, apparently. She said to him, she got her personal secretary to phone him up, and she got put through to him. He was surprised, and Princess Diana wants a word. He went, okay, whatever, you know, you're not going to
text
say no.
Me.
He picked up the phone. She went, I want tonight, Roger.
Rude.
She said, I want you to come, and I want to see your face. I want you to call me Kit. And he said, I don't think so.
He turned her down.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Just because, you know, different countries and all the stuff with Harry, and he said he wasn't sure if he wanted to be a royal or not. Would it mean that he was king? Didn't want all the life-changing stuff.
I thought I was already king. Apparently, young men, it's not just women who are under pressure to look good, so men, they're increasingly turning to anabolic steroids to beef themselves up. There's been a huge rise in the number of steroids being used by people between 16 and 25.
Wow.
So, I mean, what I'm going to say is beefy boys,
yeah.
It's all very well, but I think it makes you really go a bit small.
Really?
And your nipples go droopy as well if you have too many steroids.
Really?
Yeah. So ultimately, it's not that sexy. You might have the rippling muscles, or you might be able to go run fast and catch someone so you can do a rape on them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not necessarily going to be able to get it up.
Oh, dear. Britney Spears for baby number two.
Is it a boy?
No, it's a boy. They were expecting a girl.
Mm.
So she's going to have to take all the stuff back to the shop.
It's going to be called Cynthia
stuff. Is it?
I think I made that up.
I think that's too much of a nice name. I think she'll probably choose something fairly awful.
Yesterday, Tony Blair's, he did his last speech in front of the TUC. Last one he's going to do. It's a yearly thing.
Yep.
He's not going to be here next year. Yep. We know that now. He died on his arse. What I'd like to do is some scripts here.
Oh, he did some jokes.
These are the jokes that fell flat. You read the jokes and I'll read the response
that
is listed here in the Guardian. So at 32 seconds in.
Thank you very much, Congress, for that kind introduction, more or less.
Pause while RMT delegates walk out. Wild laughter. 1 minute, 22 seconds in.
Congratulations to you to be the first ever black woman to be president of the TUC. It's a tremendous achievement. Well done, especially as I gather you're an Arsenal fan.
Miles titters.
So better not put that to the vote.
Pauses for laughter following success 8 words later. Earlier, met with stony silence. 15 minutes, 10 seconds in.
I think we're warming up a bit here.
Medium laughter followed by extended exchange with hecklers.
Yeah, you were warmed up already, but I'm just getting there.
Met with silence.
Sounds a bit like he's fingering them.
15 minutes, 36 seconds in.
To continue.
Before launching back into prepared text. Few titters.
The same is true of the issue of migration. I applaud your TUC statement on this issue. It is so close to my own views, I thought of simply reading it out and letting it stand as my speech. That may be both the first and the last time I can say that of a motion to the TUC. But anyway.
Joke from prepared text. Prime Minister tails off during delivery. Met with stony silence. So, I didn't really get any of that, to be honest.
That's even worse than the joke factory. He should have said, this one is handy to have inside on rainy days. And I handed them an umbrella the shape of a cock.
That's what he should have done.
That's what he should have done.
I think it's obvious now.
Jamariquai? Yeah.
What's he been up to?
He's been getting into all sorts of scraps.
With whom?
Just everybody. Mm. He's got that small man syndrome, hasn't he?
Talking of small man syndrome, if you are like Jamariquai, small, between 16 and 35, a singer, and you've got hairy feet, you can audition to be a hobbit. Has 20 parts going as a hobbit in the Lord of the Rings musical, which opens next year.
How short do they have to be?
Actually, under 5'7" in their bare feet.
Paul Litchfield.
Yeah, he'd be a good hobbit, actually.
He would be.
As long as hobbits overacted and shouted and make their trousers fell down all the time.
I'm sure some of them do. Actually, I think you should phone him up.
I might email him.
Phone him up. Tell him, say, Paul, I've got you an audition. It's an open audition. They're looking for a little short hair.
There's a picture in the Guardians of a fish, a goldfish. It's from the Museum of Scotland. He's just had a harmless growth and an eye removed because visitors said he was ugly. I mean, how fucking superficial has this nation become that we're going to give surgery, take a fish's eye out because it had a wonky eye and it was a bit ugly?
Don't believe it.
It's true. Look, it hasn't got. Can you see its eye? No. I can't believe anyone would even do surgery on a fish
but
like
it's
worthwhile.
They did it because he was ugly. I don't believe that happened. I know it's in the Guardian, but...
Well...
Now, do you know what you can do with a stingray?
I haven't got a fucking clue, apart from chop its tail off and get killed by it.
You can wear it.
Really?
And if you do, you'll be exactly like Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Cullum, Will Smith, Jack D and Will Young.
They're all the people I want to be like, apart from Jamie Cullum, who I distance myself from. He'd make
a good
hobbit. Get in the piano.
Hello. Who was that comedian that used to...
Les Dawson.
Yeah, you could describe Jamie Cullum as... He's like Les Dawson, but he actually gets in the piano.
Oh, that won't mean anything to anybody.
Stingray is a great barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. They make great gift ideas. At Christmas just around the corner, you could treat your partner to a wallet or purse made from their hide.
Oh, so they've got a fairly leathery skin then? That's what I'm gathering.
They're quite hardcore. Oh. One killed a man recently.
Big Brother have been cleared of fixing the drawer where Susie went in the golden ticket thing. They've said it wasn't the con, it's fine. But the thing is, that's what it says in the Guardian. If you read in the Star, it says they have been found guilty of conning everybody.
Yeah, it's
one of those you can take your own.
Who are you going to believe?
They said what they should have done is had someone inside when they were picking the contestant. They should have had an independent adjudicator in the house, but they made the point that it wouldn't really be like Big Brother if they sent an independent person and just stand around and watch them while they picked a ball out of the thing.
Yeah.
So.
Rod Stewart.
And they pointed out it was on telly, so.
That's true.
But quite a lot of independent things.
Yeah, Rod Stewart's taken to wearing an earring in each ear.
That means he's bisexual.
So what I want to know is, which men has he been bumming? If he's been bumming you, our listeners,
could you
email in and tell us? I know we've got at least one gay listener, Chris Neal. I don't know.
I can't imagine he's listened for a while.
I think he listens every day. Chris, have you
outed Chris again?
Oh shit,
you do this practically every day now.
Yeah, email it, tell us what it's like in bed.
If you're a woman who shagged Rod Stewart, are we still interested?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good story. Gang members in one of Colombia's most violent cities face an ultimatum: give up guns or give up sex. In what has been called a strike of cross legs supported by the mayor's office, the wives and girlfriends of gang members have said they will not have sex with their partners until they vow to give up violence. How cool is that? It's very much echoing the plot of the Aristophanes play, I think it's The Birds, is that one?
Yeah.
You know, a bit of Greek comedy.
Or is it The Frogs?
No, I don't think it's The Frogs, I think it's The Birds. It might be The Frogs. I'll ask Natalie Haynes later, she's been reading some Aristophanes recently.
And also...
But I like it. I like the fact that, you know, it's resonating through the centuries.
It's very J-Lo.
Do you reckon? I don't care about the rocks you got.
George and Peter Andre still in love after a whole year.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
So that's really nice. Apparently they went on holiday together, took some photographers with them. Photographers took pictures of them semi-shagging.
That's nice. Eye hunting. How about the iPod? I like that story.
Oh, there's a tiny iPod that you can fit into the coin pocket in your jeans.
That's too small. You're just going to lose that.
You might as well have one you can stick up your crack.
Zena, where are you going next week? On Friday?
I am going to New York City.
Now, this might interest you. It's a report from New York. Mm-hmm. When you go to New York, you apparently do have to have a designer handbag. Here, they're expensive. They're about £885.
That's more than that.
Around, you know, £800 to £1,000 you're looking at for a handbag.
Can't afford.
Well, a solution has been presented. You can now rent them out for a week at a time. So you can go there, rent a Marc Jacobs for $60, and you can have that bag for the week, and you'll look well cool. It's fashion week, apparently, so you have to have one.
Shit. I can't need a jumper. When I wash my jeans.
You're going to take a carrier bag. Well, that's, you know, I'm just suggesting if you want to, you can now rent a bag out for a week. Which is, it's good to have a different bag all the time, but it's still not cheap, is it?
No.
I think you could buy a bag quite easily for 60, you could get some fake ones over there, like they did on Sex and the City.
Why not?
Mm. Right, hurry up, because I'm going to go and get my hair cut.
Posh needs to get some papier poche, pretty desperately.
Yeah.
And some of her outfit here, she had a nice outfit in the paper yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Horrible outfit in the paper today, so she didn't go right on time, and I should know.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Bobby Davro, the impressionist, who's 47 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Bobby. You can buy Classic Bullseye.
Brilliant.
DVD playing, plus Invented the Bully. I don't know.
The man who invented the boat voguing. He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, and Chris Langham has been, what's the word?
Sexy up.
He's been sexing it up with some children. He's in trouble.
That's not very good. And Robbie Williams has banned Elvis from his tour.
Was Elvis going to go on tour, or is he going to go and see Robbie?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, but it's been.
We're wrapping it up now because I've got 2 minutes to get to the hairdressers, and it's at least 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Or do you want to carry on without me?
Might as well wrap up.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. Sorry it's been short, but I imagine that's a relief to some people because we have been banging on quite a bit recently.
Oh, Claire Goose.
Yeah?
Says Blair should sweep the streets in his pants.
I agree.
We don't like to see that.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.